I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The American church was largely oblivious toward suffering until September 11, 2001. Carl Mueller, president and CEO of Open Doors USA, says,
since that time, we no longer have the luxury of that ignorance. The reality is, one of the things that we've stubbornly remained ignorant of is the fact that there are Christians in many of the countries that we hear on our news every day. Christians who are facing a storm of persecution.
Next, the shockwaves of July's deadly munitions explosion in Cyprus are still being felt politically and economically. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, says their office in Cyprus is working, but there are daily rolling power outages that often come without warning. Battery and generator failure, excessive costs, and high temperatures have made it difficult for the Sat7 staff to meet their deadlines. Pray for a quick resolution to the situation. And Mark Lewis says it'll be another year yet until cleanup is complete in the post-tsunami Japan. The Evangelical Free Church's crisis response teams are still removing debris. Lewis says months later, the atmosphere remains tense and the strain is obvious. Many tsunami survivors have been open to hearing the gospel, even from people they don't know well.
We have just experienced an incredible openness that our staff at Japan is saying it's just unprecedented.
To allow people both an outlet to talk and a place to hear the hope of the gospel, the EFCA is creating a mobile coffee shop with believers ready to listen inside. You can be a part of this, or you can be a part of other outreaches. Learn how at our website. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.